Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. CASA, the Centers Against Abuse and Sexual Assault, had representatives before the Plymouth County Board of Supervisors Tuesday. They reported on their activities and made a budget request for fiscal 2024. Executive Director Stephanie Henrich and Victims Advocate Christy Erickson met with the supervisors. They said that in the current fiscal year, they provided 36 survivors of abuse with direct support from local advocates. These services include counseling, crisis response, food, shelter, and clothing. They also have provided assault prevention education training to school groups, businesses, and other organizations in the county. Much of their work is done through volunteers. CASA serves 19 Northwest Iowa counties, including Plymouth, with state and federal funding totaling less than $600,000 per year. Most of that goes to salaries, leaving little left for rent, utilities, and other expenses. They asked the supervisors for $10,000 in the next county budget to support their operations in Plymouth County. A public hearing was held yesterday on two Plymouth County construction projects, plans for which the Board of Supervisors had earlier approved. One project is to replace the deteriorating metal roof on a county maintenance shed at Merrill. The other is a new salt shed to replace the old one at the county shop at Lamar's. Terry Glade and Tanner Cappy of CMBA Architects answered questions about the projects. There were no public comments on the projects, but the supervisors stressed several points in the plan. One was assurance that materials used in construction of the salt shed be as corrosion resistant as possible. Glade assured the supervisors those items were included in the plans to be put out for bid. The other issue was completion date for the salt shed project. Construction is to start between March 1 and April 1, but it should be completed by September so that it can be put to use when road treatment is needed in late 2024. A pre-bid meeting will be held December 5. Construction bids will be opened on December 12. The husband of a Sioux City woman convicted of voter fraud said he intends to complete his term on the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors. Jeremy Taylor's term ends next year. His wife was convicted last week of illegally collecting votes in Sioux City's Vietnamese community for her husband when he was running for office in 2020. Matthew Ung, chair of the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors, is among those who called on Taylor to resign.
Three of us have made public comment on this matter, which is as good as a proclamation at a board meeting.
During Tuesday's Woodbury County Board of Supervisors meeting, Ung again questioned whether Taylor was unaware of his wife's election-related activities.
But I will work hard to continue to complete my term, and then I'm going to focus on my family because this has been very hard on them.
Taylor has agreed to step down from his role as vice chair of the county board. Taylor and his wife are the parents of six children. Woodbury County Auditor Pat Gill is calling on the board to ask Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd to investigate both Jeremy and Kim Taylor's activities during the primary and general elections in 2020. The USDA crop report shows just a few farmers still combining corn in southern Iowa. Last week's report showed 12% of the corn in south central Iowa remained to be harvested. All the other districts had less than 4% remaining. The corn harvest ends up 9 days ahead of the 5-year average. Farmers will be hoping for more moisture from now till spring. The crop report shows only 33% of the state with topsoil moisture that's adequate, and only 26% of the subsoil moisture condition is rated as adequate. The Iowa Environmental Council found Iowans will pay $333 million over the next 5 years to remove nitrates from drinking water supplies if nitrogen pollution rates don't change. The council reviewed data from the state agency that issues permits for construction and operation of livestock confinements, and the Iowa Environmental Council cites recent research indicating nitrates in drinking water increase the risk of premature births. A spokeswoman for the group also points to this year's Cancer in Iowa report, which found that Iowa has the second highest overall incidence of cancer cases in the country. The Iowa Environmental Council's report concludes every Iowan is paying direct or indirect costs associated with nitrates. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.